This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote this weekend on a massive new round of coronavirus aid, addressing the ongoing economic and health crisis caused by the pandemic. Democrats are pressing ahead on the $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid bill without any Republican support. This is President Joe Biden's first major legislative initiative. The Senate voted Thursday to take up the bill in a party-line 51-50 vote, with Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie. Republicans delayed the start of the debate by forcing the hours-long reading of the full text of the 628-page measure. A vote on the final passage could extend into the weekend. COVAX will distribute 14.4 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to 31 more countries next week, the WHO said Friday, as it warned people not to waste, through complacency, the hope that vaccine brings. The COVAX Global Vaccine Sharing Facility shipped more than 20 million doses to 20 countries as the program aimed at ensuring poor nations get access to shots took off this week. The World Health Organization voiced fears further waves of the coronavirus pandemic could be on the way if people think the rollout of vaccines around the globe means the crisis is over. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus praised the first full week of the rollout, but said wealthy countries were nonetheless still leaving others behind in the vaccination rush. Friday, Canada authorized a fourth COVID-19 vaccine, adding Johnson & Johnson to its approved list alongside AstraZeneca, Pfizer-BioNTech, and Moderna shots. It is the first single-dose COVID-19 vaccine to be authorized in the country and has been cleared for use by people over 18 years old. This is VOA News. Pope Francis landed in Baghdad Friday afternoon for a four-day trip, the first to Iraq since his 2012 election. The historic papal trip will be even more memorable for pandemic-imposed restrictions. Pope Francis was vaccinated before his trip, gripped this week by a second deadly wave of the coronavirus pandemic. The half-dozen prayer services he will lead in the coming days will have ticketed attendance to ensure social distancing. The pontiff will say Mass at a Baghdad church, meet Iraq's top Shiite Muslim cleric, and travel north to Mosul, where the army had to empty the streets for security reasons last year for a visit by Iraq's prime minister. The U.S. government is evaluating a Virginia military base as a possible site to house unaccompanied migrant children amid a sharp rise in migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, according to a U.S. Department of Health and Human Services notice seen by Reuters. The Biden administration is deporting most of the undocumented people who arrive at the southern border, except, unlike former President Donald Trump, Mr. Biden has opted against expelling minors who show up unaccompanied. Thousands are arriving, presenting President Biden with a potentially major crisis in one of America's most politically sensitive regions. Biden took office promising an immigration policy more humane than that of President Trump. A Democratic congressman filed a lawsuit Friday against former President Donald Trump, his son Donald Jr., his lawyer Rudy Giuliani, and a Republican lawmaker for allegedly inciting the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The California representative charges in the civil suit that Trump and the other defendants waged a campaign of lies and incendiary rhetoric, which led to the assault on Congress. Another Democratic congressman from the southern state of Mississippi filed a similar suit against Mr. Trump last month. An avalanche in northeast Afghanistan killed at least 14 and injured scores of others Thursday. The area is under Taliban control, hampering rescue efforts. A government spokesperson said several people were missing. He said communication was cut off, and for now, the government was not clear whether the ones killed were villagers or people trying to excavate gold from local mines. A British newspaper must print a front-page statement acknowledging Meghan Markle's legal victory, a judge ruled Friday. The Mail on Sunday is part of a UK newspaper group that lost a high-profile privacy case brought on by the Duchess of Sussex, as Markle is formally known. She said it feels liberating to be able to speak out about her life in the British royal family in an excerpt released Friday of her hotly anticipated interview with U.S. host Oprah Winfrey. Meghan and her husband, Prince Harry, stepped down from frontline royal duties last year, in part blaming media intrusion. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.